Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Hi, my name is Tina Bellavelle, and I'm here with a very special episode of the High Performance Agent podcast because I am taking some time for those who are interested to talk in more depth about my flagship course, High Performance Agent Academy. So I launched the Academy in late 2022, and initially I had 13 agents go through the first kind of beta test of the course and the format and all of that, and it was enormously successful. And after that, I had another cohort of 20 students, took a little break to have baby Samantha, who is now about to turn one, and I am now reopening the doors to the Academy. With everything that I learned in the first two iterations, my proven concept and improving and expanding all of the facets of it, both the value and the training and also the length of time. So in this episode, I'm going to break down really just what the Academy is in my own words and kind of with my own inflection beyond what you might kind of glean from reading through a website. And if you have more questions after this episode, I invite you to reach out to me, you know, find me on Instagram, shoot me a DM at Tina Bellavelle is my handle. You can go to my website, tinabellavelle.com, and contact me. So I just want to say I'm an open book. And if you feel like this is for you and you're kind of trying to connect the dots of how to make it work or figuring out if it really is for you, is it the right time? How's that, you know, how's it going to fit for me? I'm happy to have that conversation. So I'm going to describe kind of myself a little bit of where I was probably about, you know, 10, 15 years ago in my business. So I was feeling, I was at a point in my business where I hadn't figured out what I call like my magic. Finding your magic is one of my favorite things to kind of teach people to tap into. I was taking, you know, trainings that were about building a business by referral, but they were very boilerplate, kind of business in a box in a way that wasn't very customizable to me. And a lot of it just didn't resonate. A lot of the copy that was given didn't make sense. The materials that were provided weren't the words that I would use. They weren't the colors. They weren't the brand. They weren't customized in any way. So I basically had this like long wilderness phase in the early part of my career of figuring out how to grow my database in a way that was truly authentic and genuine to me, and then how to do that in a way that was sustainable and scalable, and also in that like complete alignment with who I really am. And there are some great like referral training programs out there, but none of them were my voice. So I really had to blaze my own trail. And it was slow, it was arduous, it was bit by bit of you know, trying this, trying that, failing forward a lot, falling flat on my face, or wasting time and money, hiring coaches and then figuring out that maybe they weren't really the right voice to have in my ear anyway. On and on and on. I could tell you so many stories of just my own learning curve. And we all have our own learning curve. But ultimately, you know, what I created was a suite of systems, habits, processes, layers of technology that really fit and work today that are a modern solution to building a real estate business. And I think that's one of the bones that I had to pick with a lot of the things that I saw out there before I found my own way was a lot of it was very like antiquated, old-timey, just not relevant for me and my generation, let alone like the even younger generation of realtors that have come into the business since I have. So if you've been feeling that way, you're not alone. And I think there's also another challenge we all have today of being awash in algorithms. And I think if I speak to Instagram specifically, there's just like thought leaders everywhere, people who go viral. They may not actually be valid or credible. They just are good at Instagram, which can fuel a real estate business. Don't get me wrong, but I'll speak for myself. I think it can be very overwhelming to be sort of like piecemealing information from all over the internet. So I feel like a lot of the agents that have ultimately enrolled in the academy wanted to move faster and get out of kind of a slow progress loop or just being stuck at a ceiling or even feeling uninspired. Maybe you've been in the business for a while and you're just sick of the way you've been doing things and you want to shake it up. You want fresh energy. You want fresh ideas. And you're not just naturally having that inspiration and kind of creativity come your way. So that's definitely a demographic of agents that have found a lot of value in the academy. Another one is agents who are just fed up with their systems being a mess. They're fed up with themselves and saying, I know what I need to do. I should have gotten my CRM in order a long time ago. I know that I'm not doing email marketing the way I should. I know that I'm sending things out that people are unsubscribing from or aren't reflective of the brand. I'm fed up with the price point that I'm at. I'm fed up with being, you know, stuck at this like plateau. So if you're feeling that way, boy, have I been there. And I think one thing that makes me crazy in the real estate kind of thought leader space is there's a lot of people out there that like act like they've arrived and got it all together. I would not say that that is me. I have definitely arrived at a much higher level than I was at a long time ago. And I'm still learning and progressing every day. And I'm still an active agent in the business. I have a team in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm constantly testing and refining and observing my systems. And one thing that's been kind of great about my seat and my team is I do not actively produce in the field anymore. And that allows me to actually have more of a bird's eye view on my business and on the industry. And it also gives me the time and energy to kind of refine things and teach that to other people. So if you're fed up with being at a plateau or knowing that there are huge holes in your business that you've just really need to get on addressing, the Academy is the exact prescription for that problem. So keep listening if that resonates. Another reason that agents have joined the Academy is they feel lonely and they're, you know, we all have circles in our brokerage or in our colleagues, but maybe it's not the circle you need. So if you're lonely and really wanting to tap into people who are like-minded, maybe you want to get outside your brokerage, outside your geographic area, or you just want to tap into a new energy, that would definitely be a reason to look at joining the Academy. And I'll talk a little bit more about the community aspect and what that looks like. And the bottom line is if you feel like you're just ready for a breakthrough, you're ready to go to a new level with your sales, with your marketing, with your lead generation, that is really what the Academy is designed to do, to take an agent who is at some level of momentum and really move that forward. So if I've described any of the ways you feel, just know that you're not alone. I talk to agents every single day who feel this way. And I crafted the Academy to really solve a lot of that, creating a shortcut, creating an opportunity to just copy and paste things instead of all of that mental and emotional labor of figuring out what to do, how to do it, where to do it, whether to do it. I think decision fatigue is something that really saps all of us in our business. And I would never be egotistical enough to say, I have all your answers and you should do everything exactly the way I have. I actually would like to think that I'm more humble in to say that I've tried so many things, I've done so many things, that I have a very broad range of experience that I can teach from. And I would really, what I love to do is help people find a way to channel what they're most passionate about, what is most natural for them in a way that's highly effective. So it's really like a marriage of what works and what do I enjoy doing? And how can I bring those two pieces together as much as possible? At the end of the day, running a business is work. So it's never going to just be like rainbows and butterflies. But I do think that there is a lot of opportunity for most real estate professionals to improve, to close that gap and to really bring it together and not necessarily need to experiment and waste so much time trying everything or feeling like you need to be someone who you are not, or continue to do things in a way that you used to do, but that isn't working for you anymore. And I won't go into a huge sidebar here, but that has been a huge part of my journey. If I think about the 20 years that I've been in my business, there have been phases in which I've built it in very different ways. Some ways were very manual, very prospecting heavy, very kind of out in the field, people heavy. There have been other things I've done that have been much more technology fueled, that have been very like behind the scenes, very social media oriented. There are pros and cons to all of that. So one of the nuances of what I really walk people through in the academy is figuring out where you are and what you need right now and what key tactics can then plug into that and really help you move to that next level, or at least kind of clear the decks of maybe you're doing 10 different things to market your business and you have 10 different channels or funnels. And if you refined it to three, maybe you would make the same amount of money with way less work or way less overhead or way less responsibility. So there's no one size fits all solution. But the point is, I think we all have those times where we need to really commit to being in a process of examining our business from that level, and then to be supported in actually making those changes. Because again, I think it's easy to know what we need to do or should be doing, and then getting into action, there are a lot of obstacles and kind of perennial challenges that get in the way. So that is kind of the vision of what I feel the Academy is and who I think it's appropriate for. And if you're listening to this episode, you probably know me from my other episodes. You know, the first chapter of my business was all focused on me, building my business, my sales, learning my lead gen, and going through that learning curve I described of like, how do I want to build and how can I do it in a way that works for me and feels authentic? The second chapter was where I built my team. And that was where I was really, it was important for me to focus on turning pretty much everything that I and my team members did into a system so that things could be scalable, consistent, predictable, and continue to grow. That's where the magic really happened for me in building my team and committing to being extremely systematic. We grew to about $50 million in annual sales volume at the peak production of the team when I was still really driving everything about the Bellevue Group. And that was really kind of the pinnacle of my personal selling. And then I, you know, basically embarked on a new chapter. This was back in 2016, and I started managing and leading a brokerage. And that is when I fell in love with teaching and helping agents. And that's what brought me to where I am today. So I have taken a lot of years of experience of running classes, coaching agents one-on-one, being a consultant, observing a lot of people's businesses and seeing kind of the common obstacles that got, you know, in the way that or that they were able to break through and get over in building their business. And I formed the Academy based off of all of those experiences of what worked for me, but then also actually spending time helping other people and figuring out, what do I do that you can translate? What do I do that you can copy and paste into your business? So I feel very strongly that I've really distilled the very best of my systems, tools, tactics, processes, and really even like my mindset and habits into a course where I can help like-minded agents anywhere and not be limited by my brokerage brand or my geographic location. By the way, I don't recruit to my brokerage at all. I get that as a very commonly asked question about the Academy. So I do, you know, I am at a brokerage that I like. So if you ask me about it, I'll talk to you about it, but I don't recruit to the brokerage. So that has brought me to where I am today with the High Performance Agent Academy. And I launched that in 2022. And then I launched the podcast in 2023. And those are really my two main channels to help agents. So I want to just give a little bit of an overview of what I teach in the Academy. It's broken down into 12 modules. There's a lot of detail on the website. So just as a side note, I will link this in the show notes, but tinabellevue.com/academy is the place where you can get anything and everything you want to know. So what I've done is I've taken my sales and systems process and broken it into four pillars that we work through in a logical, systematic order throughout the Academy. And the first pillar is what I call fortify your foundation. And there are two key things that we do in that foundational work. Number one is we really look at like all of the things that underpin your business. So we take an inventory of your business, like what is your production? What is your lead flow? Where's your business coming from? What are your conversion rates? What does your profitability look like right now? We set goals. We look at a new rhythm for helping you actually track and execute on those goals. And then we spend some time talking about how to actually manage your time, your energy, your boundaries, your communication, because I find that can be one of the things that is very like habit-based that can really get in the way of moving forward in our businesses. We also get into getting your CRM in order for once and for all. I would say maybe one out of 100 agents I talk to feel great about how their CRM is set up and working for them. So that's something we definitely give attention to, as well as looking at your lead management strategies and how you're working your pipeline. So that's a lot right there. That is one module out of 12. Okay. So that is basically assessing and finding the key holes in your foundation so we can start to fill them with tactics that are simple and actually doable for regular human beings who are not robots. The second piece of the foundation is looking at everything with money and really managing your money like a CEO. So that touches on your mindset, how your business is structured from, you know, an entity standpoint, setting up a business plan, planning for your taxes. How about that as a fun thought? Setting up a budget and then looking at profitability, wealth building. This is not a real estate investing course, but we definitely touch on, you know, real estate investing and basically, hey, you're generating revenue through your real estate business. Let's give attention to the wealth building, no matter what phase or cycle you're at in your business. So that's the first pillar, foundation. The second pillar is tapping into your sphere of influence. And I will say the academy can be appropriate for someone who's brand new to the business, although I find that brand new agents often have questions and needs that we don't touch on, like how to do a CMA and how to prepare a contract and how to negotiate and, you know, like all the very like practical day-to-day things. So that I don't teach any of that. That the academy, my most successful students have definitely had experience. They've had a sphere that they can tap into right away. So there are four key things that we really focus in on with tapping into your existing sphere before we go into growing it. So we look at email marketing. I cannot tell you how passionate I am about email marketing. So we look at solutions that can be completely automated. I also give you templates that you can literally click and copy and paste and start sending to your own sphere with very, very little work. And again, very little of that like decision fatigue and figuring out what to send. So we start with email marketing. We then take a look at client events because I do feel strongly that client events are a great way to bring in leads and referrals and cement past business. I will reiterate, you don't need to do everything that I teach. If you're not an events person or anything else that I talk about, you can just skip right over that module. There is so much meat in this program that you do not need to worry about whether every single piece applies to you. But if you want to use events and want them to become a lead generator for your business or a stronger lead generator, I'm going to teach you everything, give you my templates, my mindset, ways to zero cost your events, very detailed playbooks on how to do my key events that are the most successful, basically events in a box. The third thing that we go through is refining and elevating your brand. And your brand really should be leverage. And when I say leverage, it's something that should basically make it easier for people to just come to you and hire you and use you. Ideally, your brand attracts people in and also lends to your credibility. So maybe someone already knows and likes you because of a personal relationship or social media, but we take brand as a focus where when they, you know, surf onto your website or get on your social media, where it actually converts them into saying, yep, I want to hire that person. I also walk you through a rebranding process if you want to take a look at your logo and all of your brand assets, like the colors you use, the fonts, the aesthetic. We have an entire module built around that. I also teach you a lot of different things related to organic social media marketing. Everything that I teach is either focused on Facebook or Instagram. Some of it could be relevant to other platforms, but those are the two platforms where I have a huge amount of success and the credibility to teach you what I use so you can duplicate it. So we touch on a lot of different things with building and using Facebook groups. One of my favorite systems is running a Facebook group for your past clients. So we have a module dedicated specifically to that. That was pillar two, tapping into your database. Pillar three is scaling and generating fresh leads. So there are a lot of ways to do that. I teach you my favorites. So we're going to go through maximizing your social media presence, again, using Instagram and Facebook to its fullest potential, setting up your profiles, figuring out what you're doing for content once and for all, and having a very keen eye on how to not have it be a huge time and energy suck for your social media to be leveraged for you. So that's an enormous part of the program. And a big part of that is really self-discovery and figuring out what you want that to look like for yourself in a way that is sustainable and you feel really, really good about. I also teach in great detail one of my very best lead generation tactics, which is building a digital geographic farm. That is something you can do in a Facebook group. So if you want to generate leads in a very specific area and price point, perhaps you've been wanting to break into your neighborhood or into luxury or into a certain segment of your market, this is an incredible tactic and it is zero cost. and it's very, very, very effective when applied with some consistency. And the other thing we really get into with scaling and generating fresh leads is using just basic technology tools with a lot of like strategy and canniness. So one of my secret sauces in my business is using giveaways to source leads right now. So I basically do contests and giveaways in various places, in my Facebook group for my clients, in my digital geographic farm, which has 8,000 people in it, many of whom I do not know, on my organic social media. I have some really amazing tactics for you to basically cast a net and find out right now who might want to buy or sell so you can follow up with those people right away. And along with everyone that you caught in that net, you can also put them all into your database and get really focused on database growth and list building, which is absolutely critical. Having an ongoingly growing database is crucial to having a healthy business. So that is the third pillar, scaling and generating fresh leads. And then the fourth pillar is automating and systematizing everything reasonably possible. So we go over things like elevating and automating your client gifts and then every piece of my systems that you would want. So we basically review the entire workflow of your business from new lead to appointment to contract to closing and beyond. I give you email templates for every phase. I teach you ways to delight your clients. I teach you how to set expectations and ask for referrals. I teach you how to get reviews 90% of the time from your past clients. And I also teach you my VIP process to basically teach and train people to refer you and then reward them every time they do it to basically build a flywheel that continues to scale your business. So if you were wondering what's inside the academy, that gives you a little taste. And then what's really important to me is how I actually help you implement everything that I teach you in the modules that I just described. So for anyone who signs up in 2024, you're going to get 8 months of personalized training and mentoring with me and my team. And we do that in three ways. Number one is office hours with me. So that is a live session that I host every month where you can join with me in a very much like a Zoom-like environment and ask me anything and have personalized attention to troubleshoot, brainstorm, strategize, and talk through. You can just show up and ask me a question. You can also pre-submit a question in advance. And then I record all of those sessions. So if you can't make that session, you can even submit a question. I will record and answer it, and you can watch it back on your time. The second way I support you is I have brought on a certified High Performance Agent Academy mentor. Her name is Laura Malik. She is a graduate of the Academy. She's gone through the material 2 times in full. And I've also been mentoring her for a long time, which means she really understands what I teach. But not just what I teach, why I teach it, and how I think. She is my partner in helping you with everything you need throughout the program. So twice a month, she hosts a live implementation and accountability session. What does that mean? What it means is it's easy to buy a training and somewhat easy to attend a class. What's hard is to then go and set something up, to take that email template and copy and paste it, to go do the social media post, to go make the change, to go hire the person who's really going to help you do X, Y, and Z. The implementation sessions are literally set aside time blocks that they're not required. But what we encourage you to do is put them on your calendar, show up for the live session, and then you sit there and work. And if you get stuck or if you have questions, you can go into a breakout room with Laura and she will help you brainstorm, point you in the right direction. So ultimately, there are 3 live sessions every month in the Academy to keep you moving forward, to make sure that you're never stuck or at a bottleneck, and to also support you in making the change that you've been wanting to make and setting aside that time and putting the energy into it. The third way that we support you is with our private community. So inside the course, there is a designated place where you can network and brainstorm and exchange referrals with everyone else in the Academy. And you can also drop questions in there for me and Laura 24/7. So the thing you need to know about this program is you will not slip through the cracks. If you have a question and you put it in any of the designated channels, if you come to a live, if you put it in the community, we are going to answer. We are going to help you. So if you're wondering, you know, what if I sign up and I don't get what I need? The only way you wouldn't get what you need is by not asking the questions. And we do our best to create a very empathetic and understanding and authentic space where it's basically safe for you to ask what you need to do, to basically ask for what you need from us. and we're really here for you. I feel so passionate about this part of the program. I will say that providing this level of personalized support is a huge lift. It's a lot of availability from me and from Laura. So right now, I'm basically committing to doing this for the next 8 months for anyone who signs up. There will come a time at some point in 2025 where I probably stop providing that level of personalized support. So I just want to, and I might turn the academy into more of like a self-paced experience just so it can kind of scale with my life as well. Or I might scale back the amount of personalized support. So I just want to say, if you're thinking about doing this and you want that level of someone to hold your hand and walk the path with you, that would be a good reason to consider doing this sooner rather than later. And then last but not least, I do have a lot of kind of bonuses that I'm throwing into the program for anyone who joins in the near future. The most important one to know is that you can actually bring a team member with you for free. So you can buy one seat to the academy and you can bring your right-hand person, whether that's your assistant, your marketing person, if you own a team, one of the top team members you have, whatever that looks like, two seats for the price of one. And I already had someone sign up like that and they're so excited. It's a team leader and an agent on her team. You also get that customized support from me that I'm not going to offer forever and ever. So that's a super important bonus to keep in mind. You get my entire email template library, whether it's my emails for before the sale, after the sale, during the sale, what to say to drip on your sphere, what to say to past clients, what to say when you're inviting people to a client event. Any of the emails that I send are templated and put in the academy. You also get a workbook that is over 100 pages. If you're a detail person, that's probably good news to you. I think it's easy to take a course that's maybe video-based and then have trouble implementing it. That's why I created the workbook where you could actually just have a hard copy and go through it module by module and really work on applying that into your business. And when you buy the academy, you get access to all future academy updates. So when I add future modules, for example, I will have a bonus module on the National Association of Realtors lawsuit. Any updates I make in the future are included, and any digital products that I release this year will also be included. For example, I'm working on a suite of gorgeous, newer, and even better email templates for your sphere that have that easy button. So that is the shortest version I can tell you of what the academy includes. And I just want to say this program is designed for you to not just learn for learning's sake. It is for you to transform your business. I don't want you to just learn a few shiny things that you don't implement. That is my worst nightmare for my own training, and that's not what I want for you. I'm going to teach you the best strategies to generate leads and market yourself. And then I will actually support you in implementing the key changes that you need to make. And like I said earlier, some of it might be simple, like finally committing to properly using your CRM and saying, okay, I'm going to adopt Tina's system. This is how I tag people. This is when I update. This is when I work my pipeline. And you just need to change some habits and get very clear on what your priorities are and why. Some of the things you work on might be a lot more complex, like problem solving a very specific challenge you're having with your lead generation or your average sale price or hiring or breaking through a production ceiling where you've been stuck. To me, this program is the equivalent of, number one, buying a playbook from one of the very best teams in the country. Two, being able to actually copy and paste every relevant template that you need right into your business without having to figure it all out and put it all together and assemble it. And three, it's the equivalent of hiring a one-on-one coach who is going to support you so much more than a 30-minute phone call once a week where you don't have a forum for questions in between and they don't really provide templates. This is like coaching, training, consulting, networking, and brainstorming all layered into one. So if you've ever felt limited or unfulfilled by traditional coaching, this setup will really blow your mind. So as of right now, as far as like what the academy costs, and this is subject to change in the future, the academy is $5,000 if you pay in full. I also have a payment plan where it's $1,500 a month for 4 months. I will say, I want people to succeed. I want people to be able to do this program. If you need a longer-term payment plan and you're committed to this transformation, reach out to me. We can talk about it. I can arrange something for you. But that is how the program is structured. And I really encourage you to sign up right away if you feel alignment with what I'm offering. Again, like I said, I won't be offering the immersive personalized support forever and ever. So if you're someone who really values having a sounding board and customized advice, this is definitely the right time to jump right in. So if you're still listening, you're probably quite interested, and you're also probably a detail person to listen to all of this content. So my recommendation, if you feel like you need even more information, is make sure to visit the Academy website There are very detailed rundowns of what's in every single module. There's a frequently asked questions section. You can view all of that at tinabellevo.com/academy. And you, of course, can also sign up there and pick out a payment plan. And I'm going to bring on one of my graduates to share their experience in a moment. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to all of this. I would love to have you join the Academy. So if you're just listening to this and you're like, I want to do this, this is right for me. I'm scared. I'm nervous. I'm stuck on a detail. I have a concern. Tina didn't cover it yet. Just reach out to me. DM me on Instagram. My handle's at Tina Bellevo. Let's talk it out. And I'm going to bring on one of my graduates now so you can hear directly from them how the Academy worked. Okay. I'm here with Amanda Davidson, who is a high performance agent Academy graduate. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Tina.
So you have been just so wonderful in agreeing to give like a little bit of like a testimonial slash perspective in your own words. And I always say that you are one of my Academy all-stars because you really took the content and applied so much of it so quickly. So I feel like you're just a great person for people to hear from of here's how this can really benefit you. So I just have some questions and then you're welcome to just kind of editorialize as you would like. But I feel like the first thing I wanted to start off by asking is like, when it came to deciding whether to do the Academy, was there anything that you were concerned about as far as like investing the time or the money or commitment?
I was concerned about the time and it really had nothing to do with you directly. It's because in the past, I have invested in tons of courses over the years and spent thousands of dollars. And I always walked away feeling like I really didn't get out of that what I was expecting and felt like they under-delivered. And from a monetary standpoint, you know, cost of doing business, that never really bothered me. But from a time standpoint, it really bothered me. Our time is so valuable and I want to use it in a way that positively impacts my business. That made me a little hesitant.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I've had the same exact experience buying other people's courses where sometimes it's like not even clear exactly what you're buying and you just hope that it works out or it just isn't what was advertised. Can you kind of speak to that of what your experience was like with the Academy of in your world, like what was actually delivered to you? And
sure.
Yeah, just paint that picture a little bit.
I'll start by saying I consider a course a win if I get one takeaway that I can implement into my business. That's a win for me. And I am still going back to your modules and getting takeaways. And it's a year later, almost to the
day. I know. We're like celebrating the 1 year anniversary and graduation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I implemented during while we were going through the modules, even as things were unfolding, I was implementing, for example, an email newsletter. And the only reason that I was able to do that during and after is because of how detailed you are and what you share. There is no gatekeeping. And I truly believe, and I will say it to anyone who asks, they can reach out to me on the side. That's why your course is so powerful and it over-delivered. And I mean that 110%.
Well, thank you for saying that. And I appreciate it because I feel like for me, honestly, like as someone giving a course and having had the experiences both you and I have had, my worst fear is under-delivering. So I feel like I overdo it and try to just give as much like material and information as possible. So I'm just glad you were able to.
You do. Benefit. You succeed. And
thank you. So what motivated you to actually sign up and enroll? Like, was there a pain point that drove you to say, okay, like, this is it. Now's the time. I want to work on a lot of aspects of my business.
Yes, I am in a position where I travel back and forth, you know, between Northern Virginia and Charleston, South Carolina. And I realized that I was really lacking systems and wasting so much time trying to keep everything going while I'm on the road. And I needed processes and systems in place to not only have a better client experience, but to also get back some of my time. I don't want to spend my day on the computer trying to respond to people as fast as I possibly can when a lot of it could be automated.
Yeah, and it's funny. I feel like one of the early feedbacks, I think after the very first module where we go over everything with like managing your time, your energy, your calendar, your communication expectations. I remember very clearly the like feedback you gave of how you changed like some boundaries and setups in your business. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, I had no boundaries, and that's embarrassing to say because I've been doing this for years,
but I just never
established boundaries, and I would feel guilty to be really transparent if I wasn't automatically just responding to someone immediately. And really the issue was me in that I wasn't setting expectations up front. And you gave me permission to do that and said, hey, this is okay. Let's talk about it. And I've found that when we're transparent with clients up front, it's better for both of us. They know that they're now not going to get a response from me after 7 o'clock in the evening unless we're negotiating a deal. They don't expect it. They're not thinking of it. And things run really smoothly. You also taught me to build in time for personal life into my schedule and call it an appointment. It is an appointment, but if it's not on our calendar, it's not going to happen. So you helped me so much in that area.
Oh, I love to hear that. And that's cool. And I was curious, like, what boundaries have you kind of stuck with again, like a year later? So your 7 p.m. cutoff is working well for you.
7 p.m. cutoff is working well. And I also, unless it's somebody that I don't have coverage for showings on Sunday, then I will pop out. But as long as I have coverage, I'm not running appointments on Sundays anymore. I just needed to get some self-care in. I was feeling burned out and just pulled in too many different directions. And I always felt guilty about doing it, but I don't feel guilty anymore. I see the benefit that comes from just taking some time to recharge, even if it's just a couple hours.
Yeah, it's so, so, so crucial. Well, I'm curious. So I feel like you've spoken to one of the questions I wanted to ask, which is like, you know, it's been a year and like, what do you see change-wise in your business? Can you remember what were some of like the immediate things that changed for you aside from the 7 p.m. thing that I think you implemented within the first 2 weeks of the program?
I did. As soon as I filled out the feedback, I said, this is happening immediately because I knew I needed a change. I just wasn't bold enough to take control on my own. I needed that push. And I really think I needed someone, you're more successful than I am, to say, it's okay to do this. I'm not losing business because of it. There was a fear that I had.
Yeah.
And other things that I've implemented is automating home anniversaries through Mailbox Power. I love it's all set up. Everything is completely automated now. I don't even have to think about it. We go in the beginning of the year and redo what goes out. So it's not the same thing year after year. But everybody's completely set up where when I was taking the academy, I was going in the first of every month and manually sending out gifts for the month. It saves me hours of time.
And if
email newsletter, that's in place too.
Can I just say the gift? I want to come back to the email newsletter and like the gift thing. It's like so unsexy to be like, I automated my gifts, but like hours per month. And it's like things we don't think about as agents necessarily. If you don't have like a CEO like hat on, is like the opportunity cost of what else you could have been doing with that time that would either be productive or recharging your batteries because you're not like, I need to do this. I'm going to get it done, but I'm going to do
exactly.
It. Exactly.
And I would find myself, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night going, ooh, it's the first week of the month. I've got to get these out because I didn't want to miss anyone and overlook them. But one, that's not healthy. And two, it's definitely not productive.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I cut you off. You were going to say, I know that email marketing was also something that you worked on a lot in the academy. So can you speak to a little bit of like what you put in place during and or since then?
So I think that this tells just how much you share in the academy. You are literally giving the person you use for us to be able to contact. And I still use Alicia. We have our monthly call. She takes the newsletter and works with Jamie. But I would have never known them had you not been willing to share that resource. And if there's one point that anyone takes away from this is just how much you share. You don't hold anything back. And Alicia is awesome. She's done so many other projects for me that also were a result of going through the academy. I've got, you know, an upsize blueprint in place now to be able to generate leads on Instagram with it.
Your calls to action with that lead magnet all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
She made it for me. She put it all together. It looks great. I probably would have spent 20 hours and it would have looked terrible.
Yep.
Send it to her and it's finished in, I think she had it done in a week.
Yeah. And just to clarify for anyone who's listening to or watching this. So Alicia is my marketing vendor. I share her info with anyone who does the academy. And basically I teach people my like content driven email marketing strategies. And I basically say, here are the templates. If you want to go do it yourself, great. Like you can literally copy and paste. You can just edit the words. If you use Flowdesk, which is the platform I like, it'll import your branding and your logo like immediately. And if you know you're never going to do it, fine. Give all of this to someone who works for you or someone like Alicia. And here's her contact if you want it. And she'll send your emails every month or twice a month or whatever you decide. So there were a few people in the academy who, like you, wanted to just hire that out and knew that that was the path for you. And then there were other people who are still more in their like DIY phase, which I will never like poo-poo that. I love DIYing. It's how I've created so much profitability inside my business at times. So it's sort of, you've taken various paths. So I feel like there's certain things you DIY, but certain things you've leveraged. And I feel like you've been really thoughtful about that and maybe even use the academy to some degree to kind of like zoom out and look at that a little bit.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think that that's another point about the academy. It's not, so many times I will get into a course and then within the course you just purchased, there's another upsell to really get some more information. And you gave us options. You gave us the resource if we didn't have the time or the desire to do it ourselves. But you also gave us everything we need if we wanted to go and take that on and have it a project that we're just doing on our own.
Yeah. And I appreciate
it. And I did do a mix.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, it's probably not like the best business practice that I don't have an upsell. But I just basically designed the academy to hopefully give you what you need and then have enough like personal availability to be like, if you have questions, like I'm going to answer them. Like I can't stand the like traditional coaching model of the real estate industry. Not that it's like malicious, but it's just so crazy to like, you know, have a 30-minute call with someone and then not have access to them in between if you have a question or to just not have a channel. Like I just like things to be comprehensive. Do them well, do them once and move on and benefit from that. So that's how like I function and kind of what I want people to get out of it.
You're one of the few, and that is one of my biggest pet peeves in the real estate coaching world, that so many people, that's what they do. And I understand from a business standpoint, fine, it makes you more sales. But when I look at it, like if you ever come out with some other course that is different that you're sharing, I wouldn't think twice about buying it because you didn't try to upsell me the entire time in the academy. It was, here's the information, take it and run with it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's see, is there anything we haven't covered? I made a little list of questions. What would you say, you know, looking at long-term, so let's end here. It's been a year. What have you been implementing since? Like, have you seen changes in your business, in your confidence, in your consistency? I feel like some things are very like, yes, like I've grown this much. But also like, let's look at the last year. Like interest rates have been sky high. Inventory is constricted. We just had this NAR lawsuit, like proposed settlement. Like, so I feel like there's a lot going on. And for me, sometimes the win is even just that I kept going and kept improving and like laying the groundwork. So like, what would you say your perspective has been since the academy and whether what the return has been or just kind of the transformation you've had as a business person, whether it's not like super specific?
I think I've had a couple wins. I'm still very consistent. That email newsletter goes out every single month. And to know that that is 12 touches with my sphere of influence, that's priceless. It's consistent. They know what to expect. The other thing is I took last quarter to go through and not completely copy your forms, I promise, but to use them as a template. You literally given it could be copy and paste, but just to tweak it a little bit more to, you know, my tone and my business. And I now have a home buyer game plan. So when we get a lead, whether it's a referral or somebody from Instagram or YouTube, I send them that Google form and get all that information up front so that then when we hop on a Zoom, it's so much more effective and I'm not wasting their time going through bulleted questions. I already have all the information. I wouldn't have done that if I didn't take the academy. Same thing for sellers. We've got a game plan for them that they have to fill out before I ever get on a Zoom with them. And the other thing that that's really cut down on is when I go to their house for the listing appointment, they're ready to sign. It's like such a warmer appointment. And it's cut our listing appointments in half because I already have the information I need. I just need to see their house. And I think that's a service to them too. Like they don't want us in our in their house, you know, longer than necessary.
Yeah.
So all of those are wins because of the academy. And I think that's what's so impressive to me is that I am literally still implementing a year later and going back. I have, you know, the booklet that you sent out after we all graduated from the academy and I flip back through it and go, oh, now I need to implement this. Facebook group is on my list for this year. So it's like the course that keeps on giving.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it's funny, like, it's just so cool to hear you say that, to kind of even just hear like the examples of the forms you've put in place, because I feel like the academy encompasses too much in a way. But part of my like thought process behind it was like one thing I've learned about business is like, I always know when it's time. I know when it's time to level up my pre-listing process. It's a great time, everyone, now to really level up the buyer process and the value proposition. And I'm sure there will be a moment where you're like, it's time to start my Facebook group. And I've got, you know, this in place, this is coming together, these other things are situated. And I just put like a piece of content up about this the other day. It's just like these layers of the cake and just building and building. And before you know it, it's like a wedding cake. It's massive. It's glamorous. It is. It's gorgeous. It's getting the
and
job
it's
done.
All there for members of the academy to just go back to. Like nothing was closed off from us the day we graduated. It's still there to be able to continue implementing because there's so much in your academy. There's no way we can implement it all throughout the course. Like no chance. It's not happening.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Amanda. I really appreciate your time. And for anyone watching this or listening to this, if you're on the fence about the academy, reach out to me. Let's talk about it. Check out the website, get your questions answered. And just don't be afraid to dive in. And is there something you want to say about that, Amanda? Because I remember us messengering back and forth on Facebook. And you said something to me like, I have been thinking about this, but I wasn't going to reach out to you. Because I think I actually reached out to you. And
you did.
Yeah. So you were held back. What was it? Do you remember?
I was intimidated, to be honest. I had taken one of the classes that you put on within EXP. And was really impressed and took a ton of notes. And I just felt like we approach our clients in a very similar way. It's a family. We really do want this community. And then I kind of stalked you online a little bit. And you are so successful, but still so humble. But I was scared to approach you. It was one of those situations where I wanted to be in the room, but I was like, I don't really know if I'm good enough to be in this room. And I would not have messaged you if you had not reached out and been so kind and then hopped on a call with me. I wouldn't have reached out. So nobody be like me. Sign up and just dive in. I promise you will not regret it.
Okay, that's the takeaway. Don't be afraid.
No.
Send a message. Schedule the Zoom. Have the chat. And just move forward. It's a good business 100%. Philosophy overall, right?
It really is. I was just going to say that. I think that that helped me grow as a business owner in general. Because if we're not comfortable approaching people who are more successful than us, how are we going to grow? So thank you for that too.
Well, thank you for being willing to show up for that process and for your time and energy and all of your support. And thank you again.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.